Initiating transmission. Data received. You are now plugged into Action Features.
That'll be a good place to start it.
I like it.
Just cut in right there.
Living in a cardboard box.
Oh. Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us. When did you get here?
Howdy do.
Oh, were you here for that whole thing? Well, you've caught us with our pants down.
No.
Well, one of us has our pants down. I'm not going to say which one.
It's me.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Action Features, Episode 3.
Home of the podcast.
Yes. Home of the Brave podcast. Yep. Yeah. I am so excited about this episode.
It's going to be good.
I think it's going to be the best one yet.
It's going to be good.
I said second time was the charm.
You said it last time.
Third time is the charm.
Yes.
I think this one's going to be the best one. The top five list, in case you missed the last episode, this episode we're going to be tackling our top five cartoon theme songs. We won't get to that until we cover some other things first, so we can kind of build up towards that. But I was so excited about this. I couldn't sleep like last night. I had so many decisions running through my head and so many things I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
And now it's here and I'm excited.
I couldn't let myself get to that point.
I got there.
I know you would.
I was so excited. You did. I was so excited. Yeah. You didn't finish yours until like today.
I already knew what it was going to be.
You didn't even have it in order.
No, I didn't. I didn't know I had to have it in order. Well, I thought I'll just have just having five is enough.
It's not enough. Okay. All right. So let's not get too far into that.
Yeah, okay.
I want to cover some other things first. And well, is there anything you want to cover?
No, you go.
Okay, there's some comic things I wanted to talk about real quick.
Mm-hmm. What are they, James?
First, that Shadow comic that's coming out. And I think it's in April.
Yes.
I'm so excited about that.
It looks great.
It's been a while since I've been excited about a comic book.
Yeah.
I know you read Phantom.
I've been reading The Last Phantom.
Yeah, The Last Phantom from Dynamite.
And I have to say, they are doing a great job with... I read a few Lone Ranger comics from them, and I have one of the John Connor, the Princess of Mars, that they do.
Yeah.
They got a lot of pulp stuff, and they got a Flash Gordon. They got Flash Gordon license, too. I think that might be out, so I'm going to check that out.
Flash Gordon is out.
Okay.
That is definitely out.
I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, they've covered a lot of like the pulp heroes and stuff, and we were both waiting for Shadow to happen. So now that it is happening, I'm super excited about a good Shadow comic.
Yes.
They haven't touched the Shadow character in a while since like the Alec Baldwin movie, which we both love.
Dark Horse.
And my mom loves, as we talked about before.
Yes.
But this new series is written by Garth Ennis, who, I don't know, some of his writing is a little too much for me. Like it gets a little too... You know,
what else
is violence.
What else has he done?
He's done The Boys, and he did that Punisher series. I liked his Punisher stuff. He did Hitman. I liked that. But then he does these other things like The Boys, and there's another series, and I can't remember what it is. But it gets a little too much like violence just to have violence
and pushing
the limits, you know, of what you can put and what you can do, to the point where it's just like, this is the same song and dance again.
Right.
But I think his crime writing is really good, which will fit the Shadow well.
Yes.
So I'm really excited about that. And I can't wait for Alex Ross.
Alex Ross doing the covers?
Oh, I can't wait.
It's going to be great.
I'm so excited about that comic.
Yeah.
A series of comics I'm not excited for are the Watchmen prequels, which they've just announced just recently. DC Comics is doing a series of Watchmen prequels to the Watchmen series.
Yeah.
That focus on, like, the Minutemen and, like, Dr. Manhattan and Rorschach and things like that.
So why... I don't know too much about it. I saw Watchmen, of course, and I read a majority of the comics.
Yes. Did I let you borrow that?
No, you did not.
Okay.
You did not.
I was going to say, if I let you borrow it, that's a kiss of death. You're not going to read it.
I would have. But,
James, let me borrow this? I'm not interested.
I'll set this aside.
I'll ask him to borrow it, but then I won't read it.
Yeah. Do that on purpose.
You just like borrow my stuff. You just like keeping it from me.
I like feeling close to you, is what it is. I have a little memento I keep under my pillow.
That's good.
But, is it just because the state of DC right now that you're worried about it, or is it...
It's not that.
It's just the prequels?
I don't like, and I feel the same way about The Dark Knight Strikes Again.
Okay.
When a story, you know, has been gone for so many years, and it was such a big thing, like it kind of changed comics.
It's dangerous.
For them to go back and go, okay, well, we want to add more to that now. it's not a good move. Look at Dark Knight Strikes Again. That's terrible. The Frank Miller sequel to Dark Knight Returns. I couldn't even read it. I couldn't, you know, I started to read it and check it out, and I stopped myself because I'm like, wow, this is not good, and it's going to kind of take away my love of Dark Knight Returns. Watchmen is a finite story that you really don't need to add anything to.
Don't need to.
It's fine the way it is. Yeah. You don't need to add prequels on, and I'm not a fan of like the people they've chosen. Alan Moore, I don't think is even involved. The guy that wrote Watchmen, I don't think he's even involved in it. I think it's a bunch of new... I know J. Michael Straczynski's a writer on them, and I don't like J. Michael Straczynski as a comic writer. I don't think he's very good at all. And Darwin Cook's in it. I like him, but at the same time, it's just like, okay, this isn't their kind of their sandbox, so what are they doing playing in there?
Yeah.
You know, get out of that sandbox. That's not yours.
Will you try it?
I don't think I'm going to try it.
You're not even going to look at the first
I may check out a Darwin Cook one, because I really like Darwin Cook. But I'm just against that. I'm against... When you don't, it's tough to explain.
Well, no, I understand. It's something that it basically shouldn't be touched again.
Exactly.
I mean, leave it alone.
Yeah, when you've already set out to do something, and you're not going, okay, like, oh, let's talk about Star Wars. When he set out to do Star Wars, the first three movies, it was he had this story set out from A New Hope to Return of the Jedi, and then he broke it down into three movies. So those sequels came about because that was already part of the story.
Right.
Whereas Dark Knight Returns and Watchmen... As to my knowledge, those were finite stories that was like, this is the story, and it's done.
Right.
Then because it gets successful, they go, okay, well, let's add more onto the story.
Right.
I don't
a
like
sequel
that.
For the sake of...
Just making one.
Capitalizing. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of that.
I don't care for that. It seldom turns out good.
It seldom does.
Except in the rare case of Die Hard 3 was awesome.
Die Hard 3, that's the one with Sam Jackson, right? And that one is awesome.
That one is pretty good.
The one where, like, when he wears the board and he has to walk around and wear the thing. That's very funny.
It's very funny.
Okay, so yeah, it worked out then.
But that's a rare case.
That's a rare case where you set out to do one thing and then you add on to it. So that's my problem. I mean, other people may be looking forward to it. I'm not. I don't think it's a good idea.
Okay.
So that's what I wanted to talk about comic-wise.
All right.
The other thing I want to address real quick is actually two more things. This weekend's Toy Fair. So our next episode
will be covering a lot of Toy Fair.
All Toy Fair talk. I mean, it's going to be... Unless something comes up between here and then, it's probably going to be the whole episode's Toy Fair talk.
You can't stop me from saying something else.
Okay, well, if you want to say something else, go ahead.
I might get a joke in.
Well...
You might be trying to talk about toys and I'll get a joke in.
Well, if you got to slip one in, you got to slip one in.
Why a horse walks into the bar.
I heard this one before. This is a Sarah Jessica Parker joke.
Yes.
Right? Yes.
The bartender says, why are you on TV? Why are you still making all those shows and movies?
Why did Matthew Broderick marry you?
Who's paying for this
He's
stuff?
He's Ferris Bueller. He could have done so much better
of all
than
the girls, of all the girls that are available in the world, they picked you.
Come on.
And then he says, why the long face? Okay.
Yeah, good joke.
That's one joke.
That's a good one.
Got that.
What was the other thing I was going to talk about?
I don't know. I derailed you with the
You
joke.
Did derail me. This is going to happen in the Toy Fair. We're not even going to talk about toys.
I told you, I'll do
it's
it.
It's going to be totally
I'll
derailed. It. It's going to be off the tracks the entire time. We went and saw me and Bobby. That's one thing. Bobby wanted me to make sure I mentioned that she listened to the first two episodes. She'd been busy with work and stuff, so I'd said last episode she hadn't listened. My own wife.
Now she has.
Now she has.
She can't
and then
enough.
She went ahead and liked the page. Because we talked about this, she refused to like the page until she checked it out.
Like, I respected that she had that you had to earn
it. Like it. Yeah.
I respected that she made you earn it.
I'm not gonna like it just yet. I may not be a fan of this, and I don't want to lie about it.
That's good.
She has now liked the page, and she has listened to the podcast, and she does like it.
That's good.
So anyway, my wife Bobby and I took our two kids, Blaze and Keaton, to see Beauty and the Beast in 3D, and there was an advertisement for Star Wars Episode 1 in 3D, which comes out Friday.
Yeah,
and the kids both went. Star Wars, back in theaters, we're going to see that, right?
Yeah.
And as a father, I have to go. I have to take them to see Star Wars in the movie theaters.
You also try to get me to go. You try to make me
I wanted
me
you
go.
To go. That way they could go.
I'll go with your kids.
You can go in my steed.
In the way. Wait, no.
Thanks, buddy.
No.
Thanks a lot, pal. Damn, I was thinking about just dropping them both off at the theater and be like, here's a couple bucks. Watch out for Keaton for me.
Couple bucks. Yeah. They can't even get in the movie. They get It'd be a Home Alone scenario. They're walking the streets of New York.
With a couple bucks.
A couple bucks.
Somehow they got to New York. So I have to go this weekend. And we both are not fans of the prequels.
Not at all.
We're going to get into this in future podcasts, of course. I think episode one is the best of the bunch. But that's not saying much.
Yeah.
Because it's like, which one of these turds smells the least?
Yeah.
So we're going to have to go see it this weekend. So that will be one thing that we probably will talk a little bit about
in
the next podcast. But as a father, you know, you can't go, hey, there's a Star Wars movie in the theaters, and not take your kids who've never seen the Star Wars movie in the theaters, you know? Because Blaze was too young to really go to see Revenge of the Sith when it was out. And so, yeah, I'm biting the bullet this weekend and going to see Star Wars Episode 1 in the theaters. It's going to be rough. It's going to be rough. You should go. You should go with us.
I went the one time back in high school.
It was I went three times that first day because I'd already bought the tickets.
I went at midnight.
Yeah, I went at
midnight. You already bought the tickets. You bought three tickets?
I bought three tickets for the first day.
You knew it was going to be so good.
I knew
good.
It was going to be great. I was so excited. I said, oh, this is going to be great. I'm going to go ahead and buy three tickets. So I camped out in line for episode one, right? And I was one of the first five people in the line. The line was huge.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about this a little bit before we get into our cartoons.
Okay.
And I'd actually, this is before I worked here, before I worked, you know, where we both work right now. I'd called in to work sick and said, I can't be there. I'm not going to make it. So I could camp out for these tickets, right? And I didn't know that there'd be like news people there, you know, there'd be cameras and things like that. So the entire time I had to wear a Darth Vader mask.
Nice.
When I was in line. So
I hope it was just a mask and you had a sweatshirt on.
I did. That's all I had on. I had like a t-shirt and a Darth Vader mask. And so I did like these interviews for WEBN and these news agencies with this Darth Vader mask on because I didn't want to be seen or heard. Well, I guess that wouldn't really help with the hearing unless I went.
But that sounded like your sick voice.
Yeah. So yeah, they would have known it was me. So anyway. So I called in sick and I had to wear that mask the entire time just so that I wouldn't get caught waiting in line for episode one tickets. And I bought three because I was so sure it was going to be good. I got the midnight ticket and I got one for like, I think 1 p.m. And then I got another one for like 7 p.m. And by the third showing, I was miserable. I was just going, the first showing, you're lying to yourself and going, hey, this is good, right?
Plus it was midnight.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the second showing, you're kind of checking it back into reality. You're like, it's a little tougher to get through this second time. And the third time, you're like, this isn't good. What am I doing, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm not going to see it three times this weekend. I'm just going to see it one time. Just one time. But in 3D.
One time per kid.
So I'm getting the amount of Ds I had the first time. Because I only had one D per showing, I guess. Now I've got all three Ds.
That is correct. That's sound mathematics.
Yes. Okay, so let's do it.
All right, are you going to do it?
It's time, man.
You're going to do it.
I think we're through everything, right?
All
right,
we're through it. Before we get to my mom... my mom has listened to the podcast.
Oh, I gotta hear this.
And she's,
I gotta hear this. Hang on. I have to preface this with Mike's mom. She comes in and she'll bring him like food and stuff sometimes, and she's very kind. You know,
she is.
Yes.
She's also my
mom's kind too. I'm not saying my mom's not kind.
I didn't think you were saying that. Your mom is.
My mom doesn't drive that much, or she would bring me stuff too.
Right.
We both have kind moms.
Yeah. My mom lives out of state right now, so it's kind of just to be in contact somehow. She listens to the podcast. Anyway, she said, wouldn't it be so cool if you said my name on there and you said hi? So anyway, hi, Mom. There you go. You got it. Thanks.
Her name is Mom.
I'm not telling her real name.
You don't want people to find her.
I don't want people to find her. Hi, Mom. All right.
I'm going to say my mom's real name so they could find her.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. See, you're making me feel bad because I didn't say...
You've talked about your mom already.
I didn't say thanks, though. I don't think I said thanks.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Let's take time.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Yep.
I thank my dad, too.
Yeah, my dad doesn't listen. My dad has not.
Well, your dad needs to listen. He doesn't like the page either because he doesn't know anything about the internet.
That's for another time, my friend.
For another time.
All right.
Okay.
Top 5.
Top five.
Cartoon.
Oh, did you see my list?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't peek.
Okay, me and Mike and I, I'm horrible with grammar.
That's
on this.
That's better, Mike and I.
Mike and I have not discussed our top five with each other. We've done this completely separate. We've not compared notes here or anything like that. I have a feeling some of them are going to be the same.
Probably.
So, top five cartoon theme songs. We tried to stick just with ones that were from our childhood. So, things from the 60s and the 70s. And things like that, we had to throw out. Because it was hard enough just picking ones from our childhood. Although, I think we both can agree that Johnny Quest would have made the list.
Johnny Quest might have been my number one.
Johnny Quest is a great thing.
Had it been, you know, it's my favorite, it's my number one cartoon for sure.
I think Flintstones would have may have made my list had we gone that far back. But it was hard enough just doing these. I had 10. Oh, burp.
I had 10. Jeez. Oh, man.
That felt Ooh. Good.
So
I watched the little lights go up on the like,
yeah,
the sound
you saw, you saw the
they
sound
went up.
Register.
That
they
was
did.
Cool, man. I did that for Nick. Nick said, from now on, just burp right into the microphone.
Okay.
I want it. I want every bit of it. Okay, so.
Sounds weird.
It's a little strange.
You guys are getting weird.
It's a little weird. Okay, so top five. And I had top 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept going, what am I going to do to eliminate some of these? I don't know what I'm going to do. So I started setting out ground rules for myself. And I shared these. That's the only thing we discussed was a couple of ground rules.
Yeah.
I told you some that I was working from. I said anything that is somewhat derivative of a previous theme or that maybe has a better theme in a different medium, I'm going to maybe rule out.
Yes.
So I ruled out from my top 10 the G.I. Joe cartoon theme and the Transformers cartoon theme. Because I think both of their animated movies had better themes.
I agree.
So, yeah.
G.I. Joe was definitely on my
list.
G.I. Joe
was way... It was on my list, too.
The movie.
Yeah, but we can't use the movie.
Exactly.
We can only use actual cartoons. But the cartoon theme is not as good as the movie theme, I don't think.
Correct.
So I couldn't put it on there because there's something better out there, G.I. Joe. Same with Transformers. I think the animated Transformers movie theme... That's better.
Yeah.
Transformers! You know the one I'm talking about?
Robots in disguise.
Yeah, you know it.
You've heard it.
So both of those were out.
Yeah.
Batman the Animated Series, which would have made my top five.
Would have also made my top five.
Is out.
Yes.
Because I think the 1989 Batman movie theme...
is very, very similar.
Is similar and better.
Yes.
In my eyes. Okay, so that one's out. So in case you're wondering why neither of us have Batman the Animated Series theme, I think that we both ruled it out for that very reason.
Same with Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters, I agree.
Because it's basically
the
same, movie theme song...
But better in the movie.
But better in the movie.
So those are all out.
Right.
Okay, so that was a big chunk. Those are four songs that I would have put in.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely my top 10 and may have made it into my top five.
Yeah.
But they're all got to go.
Yeah.
The other thing that you have to keep in mind is that we're basing this solely on the theme song.
Not the imagery.
Not the imagery attached and not the actual cartoon.
Not the cartoon.
Some of these that I have towards the top of the list, I may not have as my favorite cartoons, but the theme song was fantastic.
For sure.
So that was tough, divorcing it from the actual cartoon.
It was very difficult. With that being said...
Yes.
Is it time?
One last thing.
Okay.
My wife said, oh, this is easy. I could tell you my number one cartoon theme song.
Easy.
And I said, okay, what is it? And she said, Saved by the Bell. And I said, that's not a cartoon. And she said, I really don't care.
She doesn't care.
I don't watch cartoons. So there's my wife's top five list, Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell.
That's
okay.
All there is on there.
Well, that was mine.
Yeah,
so.
There we go. We're done. We've already finished. Okay, so we're going to start at five and work our way up.
Work our way up.
You want to go first?
You go first.
I'll go first. This is one that I didn't think you would know that it would be on my list.
Possible.
But earlier today, you said it to me real quick. And again, we really didn't discuss this. We really didn't.
Yeah.
But you said, I'll bet Spiral Zone's on there. And Spiral Zone is on there. All the time I kept going, ooh, there's one on my list.
You've talked about it before.
You'll never guess.
You've talked about
You'll
it before.
You'll never
the past.
Know. And it is Spiral Zone.
Yes.
Number five is Spiral Zone.
Yes.
If you don't know of the cartoon Spiral Zone from the 80s, it's a fantastic cartoon. It's very dark. It kind of freaked me out as a kid. So this guy, the Overlord, who has these zone generators that kind of turn people into zombies and they become his warriors. And there's this team pulled across the world that are the Zone Riders and they kind of fight the zone.
Sounds
like
dull.
Like the zone.
Sounds...
Zone Riders. Mm. It's like that.
It sounds
Earth's
dull.
Most powerful soldiers. It's like that. But
sounds,
I won't keep going.
It sounds good.
Go to YouTube and look up Spiral Zone theme.
Or go to actionfeatures.net, the podcast, and listen to James sing it.
There you go.
The
there. Just as
it
good.
Sounds good.
Just as good.
My number five was Defenders of the Earth.
Really?
I had to slip it in there just because.
Nice.
Mainly, I mean, it's a good theme song.
Yeah.
But I love they give the description of each character mm-hmm. and then just say the name. Out of the sky, his rockets ignite. Blah, 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 fire faster than light. Flash Gordon. Defenders of the Earth. And then it goes, and then I love the part.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I don't need the words. I love the part where it goes into, he's talking about Mandrake, and the total tone changes like, master of magic spells and illusion, enemies crumble with fear and confusion, Mandrake, defenders of the earth. It just goes on, and it's won me over. It's just...
I agree that it's a good theme.
It gets stuck in my head.
It's really very catchy.
A lot of these were based on how often they get stuck in my head.
I almost forgot to say this. But Joe, who we used to work with at the retail vintage toy store, he knew we were doing this, and he sent me a text, and it was one of the theme songs that may or may not be on the list. But then he also mentioned, he said, hey, for kicks, check out the Chuck Norris Karate Commandos.
For roundhouse kicks.
Oh, hey, I get it, because Chuck Norris.
Yes.
He said, check it out and see how many times they can squeeze in Chuck Norris's name in a 58-second opening theme song. And it's 11 times.
11 times.
It's like Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris is Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris That's and great. The Karate Commandos along with Chuck Norris. So go to YouTube and look it up. It really, they fit in Chuck's name 11 times
it needs
in
to be in there.
Seconds.
It needs to be in there more.
Thank you, Joe, for pointing that
yes,
out.
Yes, I could go for a baker's dozen myself.
They could just, the entire time, just keep going, Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris.
Just put it on loop.
Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris.
All right,
for
number
58
four.
Seconds.
Number four.
Number four, What's your for number? Me, is He-Man and the Masters Universe.
Right, okay.
Now, a lot of people may, and Bill Attackett,
mm-hmm.
had just sent me a text mm-hmm. about these top fives, and he said he was going to include He-Man, but it doesn't really have lyrics.
It's,
so he
yeah,
didn't include it.
Yeah.
But to me, and I went back and forth on this one,
mm-hmm.
I love the fact that it has kind of a spoken thing, and it just introduces the concept of the show.
Yeah.
But the underlying music is very good. It's the...
Oh, yeah, it's a classic classic tune.
And what kind of pushed me over the edge is I was on YouTube, right?
And love YouTube.
I love YouTube. Just listen to these.
You've
I did
gone
this, like,
there.
Last night. I kept listening to them, and I played them for Blaze and in the car, and I just
typed,
kept going back and forth.
You typed the address into your modem?
Into my modem, yes. Okay. I managed to use the phone inputs
okay.
to look up the YouTubes.
I'll have to try that when I get home. Jeez. Okay.
So, there was a guy on YouTube, and his YouTube username is, I think it's Six Strings Geek. And he takes cartoon theme songs and he plays them on guitar. And so he just played the underlying music on guitar, and it made me realize again just how much I love that underlying music.
Okay.
But it was on guitar, right? But either way, I love that theme. So even though there's no words, it's on there for me.
Okay.
Number four, He-Man and the Masters.
Number
Universe.
Four. My number four, not a cartoon that I watched a lot, to be sure. I have a sister, so I did watch it some, but Gem.
Ooh, that's good.
Gem and the Hologram.
That's good.
It's a fantastic
yeah.
song.
I like the Misfits part.
I like
we
the Misfits.
The Misfits. Our the song- Misfits. Am I gonna get her?
Our songs are better.
Our songs are better. Yeah, that's the Misfits part.
Gem is truly
yeah.
outrageous.
Truly, truly, truly outrageous.
Contagious.
Oh, Gem.
She's contagious.
That's the song.
Yeah.
That we just sang.
It's great.
It is very catchy. My sister watched it too.
I also
watched it.
I have to give it up to Gem. It's the only girls cartoon where I know the theme song.
I pretended that I didn't like to watch it as a kid. So, oh, you're watching Gem again?
Oh, this crap.
I guess I'll just sit in the room and be unhappy about watching it. But in actuality, I was really enjoying it.
Yeah, you want to know what happened.
Yeah.
It was, I think, on par with the rest of the cartoons
of
the 80s.
And they're re-showing it now, and I think it's the highest rated show on the Hub.
Oh, really?
Maybe, yeah.
Wow.
I think I'm pretty sure. I could be lying about that. In fact,
okay.
I probably am lying about that.
Okay.
But for the sake of the podcast, I'm going to say it's the highest rated
okay.
show. Okay, so that was your number four?
That was my number four.
Number three for me is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh.
I wonder if it's number three for you as well.
It might be. I don't
okay.
know. We'll see.
It's great.
It
gives
great.
You everything you
it's
need
great.
To know. It explains all the characters, and it's catchy as...
H.
H-E.
Double hockey sticks.
LL Cool J.
LL Cool J.
I mean, you can't
love.
Beat that theme.
You can't.
I mean, it's really... Well, you can.
You can beat it. You can beat it by at least two more.
I lied about beating it. You can, in fact, beat it.
Yeah.
And if you're these other two songs, you could beat it.
Yeah.
But it is great, and I love it, and, I mean, you hear that... One of the signs of a good theme song is you can just not hear it for years, and
yeah.
you still know it.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't watched
Keeps
the original
back.
Turtles in forever.
Well, like I said, it gets stuck in your head. Like, I had these songs, you know, they
yeah.
they get stuck easily, and
And you could just sing this anytime.
Yeah, some longevity. Yeah. My number three was also Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yes, you knew.
We're right on.
You didn't know. But,
I didn't know.
But you guessed that it might be
my
number three.
I guess it might be.
And it is my number three.
That is amazing that we both chose that as three.
I know.
I'm wondering if we have the next two the same as well. Because I noticed something absent from yours that I think is on yours.
Okay. I doubt that we have the last same
It'll
two.
It'll be crazy if we do. We'll be like blood brothers.
We'll be blood brothers. I'll cut myself open and you cut yourself up and we can
I'll
mix the blood.
I'll just keep your blood. It's pretty much the same.
Okay.
All right. So for the same reasons, I would guess, Ninja Turtles is yours. Okay. We don't really need to rehash.
No, we don't need to talk about it. Yeah, it's great.
All right, number two for me is Mask.
Mask
Crusaders working overtime, fighting crime.
Yeah.
Fighting crime. Secret raiders who will neutralize soon as they arrive. Tracker's gonna lead the mission. You've heard of it.
Ooh, Mask is excitement. Ooh, Mask is adventure. Oh.
Yeah.
I kind of have this thing where I filter all the 80s songs through Gem.
Well, you know, it's... Okay.
Okay. Well, yeah.
You ruined my pick, right?
It was a great...
You took away from it and made it into Gem.
I made it a joke.
Well, that's fine. Okay, Mask is a great theme song.
Mask is great.
The cartoon, I rewatched it, not so good.
Yeah, the toy line was fantastic, though.
The toy line is so good, but the theme song is still, to me, better than Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
And that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
It's not as good as the number one pick. But it's still good.
You know? Yeah, okay.
All right, what's your number two?
My number two was DuckTales. Ooh!
Ooh!
And this was hard.
Really?
This was hard, and I'll tell you why afterwards. I'll tell you why it was difficult.
Okay.
But I think that song holds up, and it's memorable.
Oh, it's very memorable.
I mean, it's as a kid.
Yeah.
I was watching DuckTales every day. Well, every day it was on, I was watching DuckTales.
Every day they're out there making
DuckTales.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah.
Life is like a hurricane.
When in Duckburg.
Yes.
Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a duck blur. Might solve a mystery.
Ooh.
Or rewrite history.
DuckTales. Ooh. Doop, 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 doop. Oh, man. So number two. It had to be.
Number one for me.
Okay.
DuckTales.
Do you want to do. That's your
number
one. You skipped. Did you do number two?
I did. It was Mask.
And number one for you is DuckTales.
Number one for me is DuckTales.
Holy crap. I didn't even think it was on your list.
Number
maybe.
One, it's so good.
It has to be DuckTales.
It's so good. The danger. Watch behind you. There's a stranger out to find you.
Yeah.
What to do? Just grab onto some.
DuckTales.
There it is.
It's great.
It's so good.
Joe texted me today. I said, how's it going, man? He said, life is a duck blur.
Yeah.
It's a duck blur.
He sent me. When I put that it was really difficult, he said, well, life is like a hurricane.
That's what he said to
me. I'd already done my top five at that point, and I said, well, it's on my list, and I'm not going to tell you where. But it's number one.
Okay.
I mean, it's such a great theme song.
It's
it was a great cartoon.
It's great.
But it doesn't even matter to me.
It doesn't matter.
The cartoon. The theme song is so good. DuckTales is phenomenal.
All right.
I'm kind of surprised you put it at number two.
I kind of am, too, but here's the number one.
Okay.
Yo, Spike, I got the Mott's. Mott's applesauce! You can trade it like drugs. You can deal it like drugs and get cool stuff.
What?
Skateboards and other stuff.
I've never seen the show.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of the Mott's.
Yeah, the Mott's commercial.
You remember the Mott's commercial?
Yeah, that was it, exactly, right?
Yeah. Well, I just wrote the song just now, but I think that
Mott's and drugs.
That's what it's like. Yo, Spike, I got the Mott's. He's making the call.
Yeah.
So anyway, I wish that they had a Mott's commercial so that my theme song could be on it, so that could be my number one, but it's not. It's Thundercats.
Really?
Because as a kid, couldn't wait for Thundercats to come on. It came on. And it just holds up. You're just rocking out. You're going.
On the same note, I want you to talk more about Thundercats.
Okay.
But on the same note, Silverhawks almost made my top five.
I know.
It was between it and Spiral Zone, and I had to go Spiral Zone.
Right.
But Silverhawks is very much like Thundercats.
Right, and that's why I had to pick between Silverhawks and Thundercats, and I picked Thundercats. Somewhere out there, there's a cassette tape of me singing Thundercats as like a 4-year-old kid.
Oh, we gotta find this.
My mom might have it somewhere. You gotta look for that. But yeah, that song just made an impression. Silverhawks is great too. Has that great guitar solo in it.
Exactly.
But it's
the bluegrass guitar solo is so good.
Right. Right, exactly.
I really had a hard time.
But I feel like that is just a copy. I can't remember which cartoon came out first, but I think
Thundercats came out first.
That's kind of what I thought, and yeah. I felt like Silverhawks is really just sort of rehashing that. So that was my number one.
I would put Silverhawks over Thundercats because of the guitar solo, because it incorporates into the character.
Yes.
But I still see where you're going with Thundercats. Yes. I can't believe it's your number one.
It's the most memorable. I have to say, during all of my life, even during a period when I wasn't thinking about 80s cartoons, there was this period where I didn't care anymore. I was beyond it. That song was still hanging around somewhere in there. Thunder, 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 cats. It has a cat at the end. At the end.
It's not intimidating.
No.
We're making it less and less intimidating.
It's Snarf. Snarf.
Snarf. Snarf. Snarf. Snarf. You know, Snarf doesn't talk on the new cartoon?
That's kind of silly, actually.
That's very silly.
But yeah.
I like the new cartoon, but he doesn't talk.
I'm not upset about it, but it's silly.
And the cartoon theme song is not as good as the old one.
All right. What are your runners-up?
My runner-up was Silverhawks. Silverhawks was number 6.
Yeah, but you... Okay.
And then the other four were the ones I mentioned, which were G.I. Okay. Joe, Transformers, Ghostbusters, and Batman the Animated Series.
Well, I had several others that I had such a hard time with
it. It's so difficult.
Mask was one of them. It was on my runners-up.
I'm surprised I didn't make it on your list. I really am.
I couldn't make it out of my head. It's not in there. It's not deep-seated.
Here it is. It's Mask Crusaders, uh-huh. Working overtime, fighting crime, fighting crime. Secret Raiders who will neutralize till as soon as they arrive. Okay. And then you have to chime in with at the site.
Right.
Because I can't do both.
Well, I can't do one of them because I watched it as a kid.
As soon as they arrive. And then you
okay,
say,
yeah, okay. Well, no. Okay. Silverhawks. Silverhawks was on mine.
At the site. Thanks, man. You left me hanging.
I did it. Okay. I was trying to get being.
Okay, so Silverhawks was one of them.
Rescue Rangers and Tailspin are both on there as the same spot. But once again, if they're Disney cartoons around the same time, they compete with DuckTales. I can't put them all on there.
Yeah. But Bobby wanted me to put Rescue Rangers. Darkwing Duck on there.
Darkwing Duck was another one, but I thought, how many Disney's cartoons am I going to put on?
Exactly. And when you put DuckTales in the grouping with the rest of the Disney cartoons, yeah. DuckTales wins.
It wins.
You can't beat it. I think it was the first of the Disney afternoon cartoons.
I think it was the first.
But each one that came out also had a good... Rescue Rangers was a great theme. Great. Darkwing Duck was a great theme.
Yeah.
But not as good as DuckTales. Gummy Bears before DuckTales, maybe?
That was my number 5.
That was a good one.
Gummy Bears was...
Bouncing here and there and everywhere.
Yes. That
High Adventure that's beyond compare.
That was originally in my top 5.
Really? It's good.
Because I thought it was a wild card. I thought that was going to be...
It's good. It's very good.
But I didn't because I had to get serious about the list.
You had to. You can't have too many Disney cartoons on here.
Can't have. And also, Visionaries.
I knew. Knights of the Magical Light. I thought it was either on your top 5. I thought it was on your top 5.
It was going to be. I just had to make room for these other ones, and
it's got a great intro.
It does.
Where he talks about it.
It's very epic. It's kind of a big... the list was too hard. The list was way too hard.
I don't ever want to do this list again.
I don't want to. It hurt my feelings, and I hurt feelings of some of my friends.
It hurt my feelings.
I hurt your feelings.
At the site. I'm not upset about that.
Okay.
But, yes, it was beyond... I didn't... When we said it last week, we were like, oh, it'll be great. Top 5 cartoon theme songs. Look at what we're going to do.
Yeah, oh, okay.
I had no idea it was going to
be hard.
I
didn't think that. We should have made a top 10.
I felt like I was hurting my inner child. As a child, I would go, well, what about this one? I really liked this one as a kid. Yeah. And I was saying, well, it wasn't good enough. Oh. It doesn't make it. It's not a good feeling.
It's not a good feeling.
Let's not make them this hard again. Okay, let's do top 5 cartoons from the 80s, period.
Wait a second.
Wait, that's just as hard.
Oh, man. All right.
I'm spent.
Okay, that's I'm spent too. Is there anything else that you wanted to get to?
I don't know. What time is it? How long are we running?
I had a request for...
Stuart Cook, who is our new Facebook fan.
Hey,
I don't know who Stuart Cook is. I don't know who it is. He had asked for the sing-alongs.
He got the sing-alongs this time for sure.
We sang a lot.
There'll be more. We always sing.
I don't think we sang enough DuckTales for as good as it is, but we sang enough, I think.
DuckTales, woo! Okay.
Did you know that there's a longer version of the DuckTales theme?
I don't think I knew that, but I think I did know it.
It's on the Disney Afternoon CD. Okay. But there's a second stanza.
Yeah, there's a whole second verse.
Yeah, where it's talking about the worst of messes. The worst of messes become successes. DuckTales.
Woo.
I think it's that, right?
Maybe.
And there's a line in there that sounds like "Go Big Ducks," but it's actually
whoa. Take it easy.
I forgot what it is.
That could easily turn into a bad word. I don't know how, but it sounds like it could.
I don't know what it was now. I don't know what it was. But go look it up. Go look up on YouTube.
DuckTales.
On the YouTube, DuckTales full version. Because there's a longer one out there.
Well, somebody had mentioned video game memories.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not a gamer by any stretch. And especially now, I don't even have a game system at my house.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, trying to look cool, man.
I just updated a Sega CD. I don't have
2.0.
Yeah. I don't have any game systems, but we can cover video games another day, but I do want to talk about during a certain time, Mortal Kombat was out, Sonic 2 was probably out by this time. There were a lot of cool games out, and I had a Sega Genesis, as everybody did, because you had to have a Sega Genesis to play Sonic. And I was in my basement playing Shaq Fu.
Wow.
I was loving Shaq Fu as a fighting game. I could have got something else. I don't remember.
Shaq Diesel.
Yeah, well, the video game came brand new with a CD single of the song Stand and Deliver.
Wow.
Shaq Diesel!
Were you playing in make the background shake, make as you shiver. Played?
Heck Shaq yes, Fu? I would. I have my CD player, and put it in, I would put it on repeat.
That's sad.
Because the song was only like 4 minutes. I'd put it on repeat. Let that mother ride out.
Yeah.
While I was playing Shaq Fu, I didn't really understand the concept of the game because he's a basketball player and he somehow gets caught up in this time warp where he's battling for.
I mean,
for what? I don't remember what he was fighting for, but
probably for justice.
Looking back on it, I don't know how it wasn't as good as some of the other fighting games. It was as good.
I can tell you why. It was Shaq Fu.
It was as good as Eternal Champions.
Eternal Champions was terrible.
It was as good. I played a lot of Eternal Champions.
That's really, wow, you chose all the bad games.
It was character driven.
You're like, forget that Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Give me Eternal Champions.
I played Street Fighter. I played a lot of Mortal Kombat.
I have a video game memory too, and it's just come back to me just now.
Because of what I said.
Okay, so my sister and I, we had an Atari 2600 when we were little kids. That dates me as being a little bit older than you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we had this game, and I believe it was called Sneak and Peek. I believe it was called that. Sneak and Peek. Can you guess the premise of this game?
No, I can't, actually.
It was a hide-and-seek game.
Right.
On the Atari. When you're too lazy to play hide-and-seek...
You don't have any friends.
You play it on Atari. So you had these Atari characters.
Was it two players?
It was two players. Or so, one player.
Okay, so you could play one player. Okay.
You could play one player, but it was two players. And we would play it two players, because I think it was her game, and I had to borrow it, and I would have to play with her when it was time to play it. And so it was Sneak and Peek, the hide-and-seek game on the Atari.
Lame.
It was super lame. And you could hide places. There was like two rooms in the house. There were like bedrooms, and that you could hide under the bed or in the closet. And then there was like the living room, where you could hide under the couch or behind the couch. And you could go outside and hide behind a bush or something like that. And so what you would have to do is you would have to have your other player turn around while you were hiding so they wouldn't see what you were doing.
In real life, they would have to turn around because they couldn't see the screen.
Exactly. I would have to turn around.
So you're really kind of playing hide and seek.
Exactly.
But you don't have to move.
But you don't have to move. We were lazy kids. So we got beat up a lot. So I would turn around, right? And I would go, okay, won't look. Well, my sister didn't know, and she will never know unless she listens to this podcast.
No, she won't.
I've never revealed this to her. The lid that we kept over the Atari 2600 was reflective. So I would see where she would hide while I turned around, and then I would turn back around. I would play it off for a while. First, look around in places like, what if she's under the bed? Nope, not there. Oh, she's in the closet. I got it just in time. I would cheat every time.
She's been carrying around. She's been carrying baggage for all these years of not being good at sneak and peek.
Never beat me. That's because I was cheating. I cheated.
Well, I can never cheat at Shaq Fu. That was a straight up game. That was a man's game where you had to play.
Not
straight up
peek.
To win. Not like sneak peek. You just no cheating with Shaq
Fu. She always beat me at the real thing. Yeah. Never got me on the digital version.
Chalk a point up to yourself.
So hopefully she never hears this. I still to this day remind her of it.
You know, you could have let it go knowing now that it was wrong.
I just said a minute ago that I just not remembered it, but I just said also that I'll never let her forget
you
it.
You bring it up. You bring it up over Thanksgiving dinner.
Hey, remember how many times I beat you sneak and peek?
Oh, no, the turkey breast is solely for those who can win at video games on Ataris.
Hey, I better not hide the stuffing from you. I know how horrible you are. Sneak a peek. I'm losing it. It's a bitter rivalry. It split us up as siblings. Yeah. You don't talk to him. <Sure. laughs> I'll have a sneak peek.
Yeah.
All right, so that was it. How long has this one ran,
it's
man?
It's 40 minutes. Over 40
minutes.
Minutes.
We got to stop. All right. All right, everybody. Wrap this one up. Next time around, Toy Fair Talk. So if you don't like toys, you might not want to tune in for the next one.
This has been Mike and James.
Hey, there might also be extra special surprises.
You never know. We might show up.
There won't be any surprises.
There might be, because Mike might tell a couple jokes.
All right.
He might tell a joke or two.
All right.
This has been Mike and James with Action Features. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
This episode has been brought to you by the letter L-M-N-O.
Action Features.